ako in love sa'yo. Bakit ba pakiramdam mo pa yata lahat kami ay naaakit mo? Miss, miss, pakitigil lang please ang iyong pagpapantasya. Hindi ka na nakakatuwa, papagutin na kita sa gwardyang may batuta. Ay, 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 ay. Talaga mag-guess kung bakit gaganyan ang feeling mo'y sabi sa iyo ang lahat ng kalalakihan. Sorry, pagpasedyahan mo na, mali talaga ang iyong inaakala. Lahat kami ay nagdidiri sa iyo, ikasas ko na sana ang mukha mo sa tibeto. Hindi kami nagtatero, isang putis mo, kulay chaporado. Hindi kami naaakit katulad mo. Nakakapatrip ka, nakakairit at wingi na nabigita. Di ko alam ba't ang laki ng ulo mo, ingat-ingat ka, baka ikaw ay sakasaan ko. Kami nakatulon sa putis mo, kulay chapurado. Di kami nakaamin sa labi ko, karamucho. Oh, please naman, kung alam patotohanan ganyan, sabi lang alam. Huwag ka lang magpapanggap na ikaw ay isang dalagang upot ng ganda. Kahit na walang naman natin na ang marapas mo ay upot ng sama. Ay-ay-ay.
Sabi niya sa akin, sandali na lang. Akala ko naman ay sigurado na ako. Handa kong tanggapin ang ganyan. Oh, oh. Bigla na lang nagbago ang isip niya. Di ko akalain na ganun pala siya. Pinaasa niya na umako. Baka mapahiya muli.
So get ready, I am your DJ for love.
Turn the candles on and put the lights down low. Cause you know I'll break you all, baby, nice and slow. And I had you on the bottom, now you're back on top. Oh girl, once you get me started, I'll never stop.
Why you wanna be with me ain't hard to see. All that I am is all that I be. Harder than the rock with the energy. Do I wanna? Yes, I wanna. So I'm gonna get ready. Get ready. I am your teacher for love. Get ready. I am your teacher for love. Already know what your victory is. So get ready, I am your teacher for love.
I'm the design, ready for your love. Getting inside is what I'm thinking of. Ooh, are they real? I have a sweating like a chubby dude on the treadmill. Lay her on the back, kiss her on the tummy. I need a tic tac, cause my breath is kinda funny. But don't worry, cause I know she's still with it. When she shakes that thing, I really wanna hit it. Extra little twist in the hips, cause I'm watching. Built for speed from the start, so I'm clocking. Like this, like that, like this, and I love kissing her. Damn, she's fabulous, I can't lie. All my friends ask me how, I know why. JD Jr. collab on this track. Trees up, bring that beat back.
Automatically, I fulfill on your movements. Tell me your fantasies, because I am your design for love.
Get ready,
I am your design for love. Get ready, I am your design for love. Already know what your victory made of. So get ready, I am your design for love. Get ready, I am your design for love. Get ready, I am your design for love. Already know what your victory made of. So get ready, I am your design for love.
Thank you. ng pera sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo mula sa $4 sa Western Union. Mula sa isang $4 na transfer fee, maaari ka nang magpadala ng pera sa iyong lokal na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union at handa na ito para sa cash pickup sa ilang minuto. O maaari mong piliing magpadala ng pera ng direkta sa isang bank account para sa isang pirmiyang bayad na $4. Suportahan ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay, saan man sila naroon, at ipaalam sa kanila na nagmamalasakit ka. Bisitahin ang inyong pinakamalapit na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union ngayon. Ang Western Union ay kumikita din mula sa palitan ng pera. Ang mga pondong nakalaan ay napapailalim sa mga tuntunin at kondisyon ng serbisyo.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo mga kababayan. Ito po si Cookie at sa hapon na ito ay napakinggan niyo po mga awitin na magaganda rin. Katulad po ng mga pinadugtog ko rin mga sometimes Saturday last week. Pero kamusta na po kayo mga kababayan at ano po ba ang pinagkakaabalahan nating lahat dyan? Ako medyo nag-race po ako to get here. Pero hindi naman po ako late. So, napansin niyo naman. Konti lang. So, nang marinig ko nga po itong awitin na to, yung Design for Love. Naalala ko si JR. Siya pa yung umawit niya. And he was actually here last week for a very special stint. Yan po sa may Sylvia Park. I believe mayroong pong mga nakinabang nakapunta ron. This is actually a joint project o sponsor po ay TFC and of course ating carrier na Philippine Airlines. So hopefully nag-enjoy po si JR dito kahit nga po medyo biglaan nga kasi we were supposed to actually meet din si JR pero hindi nga po tayo nagkaroon ng chance kasi naman hindi natin kagad nalaman na pupunta po siya dito. Pero kung medyo maaga-aga po, so yan ang sinasabi ko kay Pinsang Kong Goryo. Hi George, how are you? Hi Tita Didi. Sana po next time, aga-agahan niyo po ang pag-announce kung ano po mga mangyayari sa paligid. Kasi alam niyo naman, dito po sa Tinig Pinoy, ay in-encourage natin po lahat ng may mga gustong ipahatid sa ating mga kababayan, especially po katulad niyan, mga free event lang naman po sa Sylvia Park. Diba? Why not? Lalo na kung bagay, marami pong siguradong nakapanood dahil alam niya naman ang Pinoy. Lagi yung nasa Sylvia Park at nagsha-shopping. ang hindi ko lang nakikita sa Sylvia Park masyado ako. Lumalayo tayo dyan sa Sylvia Park actually. Dahil po, sigurado magagastosan ka dyan eh. Kahit hindi mo gusto, bibilin mo eh. Kahit hindi mo kailangan. Pero alam ko, yung mga kababayan natin, nagpapainit lang sa loob ng mall. Kasi syempre, pag bumili ka ng bumili, papawisan ka. Marami pa po akong mga hinandang awitin para sa hapon na ito. At syaka, syempre yung mga pagbabalita po mula sa ating bansang Pilipinas and mga other information for ano po yung this coming sa Tuesday po magkakaroon tayo ng mass for the Triduum. So gaganapin po ito kung gusto niyo pong i-note down. Meron pong misa na gagawin po dyan sa tingin ng parokya po ito ni Father Gilbert sa St. Dominic's po. And that'll be the second of the Triduum Masses for the Feast of the Assumption. So it's going to be happening on the 14th of August, 7 p.m. at St. Dominic Parish in Backhaus Bay. So, kung gusto niyo pong makiisa sa isang misa na yon, pumunta na po kayo sa St. Dominic's Black House Bay. I'm sure madali naman po i-google yan. And kung meron nga po kayong mga iba pang gusto ipahatid dito sa ating himpilang Planet FM. Ayan ah, himpilan eh. Himpilang Planet FM 104.6. 12 lang po sa 815-8100. That's 815-8100. And let me know what you know, what you like me to say for all of you, para sa kababayan natin, para kung meron kayong shout out, kung meron pa ho kayong mga iba pang gusto lang ipahati dito po sa ating programa Tinig Pinoy. We are always open and welcome, you know, for all your, also for your requests and dedications. You can just ring us at 815-8100. And syempre po, yung kanina, narinig nyo naman po siguro ang pahayag ng Western Union para sa inyong lahat yan, mga kababayan. No? Sinuadali na po ang pagpapadala ng pela. Pela. Pera. Pela. Because ako po ay pagka-Chinese. Sorry po. Sorry. Sorry po. May pagka-Chinese tayo eh. Anyway, send money to the Philippines and around the world from $4 with Western Union. So, madali na pong magpadala ng pera, sabi ko nga. From $4 transfer fee. Ayaw nyo pa. You can send money na po sa inyong mga local Western Union agent locations and it'll be ready for cash pickup in minutes. And before, kung natatandaan nyo po some ages ago, ang mahal-mahal po ba kayo magpadala ng Western Union, di po ba? Parang 20-something eh. Or merong certain tier na 20, I think, if I'm not mistaken, nasa 25. Yun yung first lot. And then the second, you know, pag nagpadala ka na ng mas malaki, aabot ka ng mga 30, 35. Pero dahil sa marami pong ng ways na magpadala ng pera, eto po, may ginawa na nga po ang Western Union ng mga adjustment. So, supportahan niyo po mga mahal niyo sa buhay. Padala niyo po sila ng pera and let them know you care. Only available sa Western Union agent locations right now. So, choose to send money directly sa kanilang mga bank account for a fixed fee of $4. Or just send them at they can also pick up. So, yan po. At marami pa ho kung hinandang magagandang awitin para sa inyong lahat. Para sa hapon ito, meron ako mga Apo Hiking. At narinig nyo rin po earlier si Bamboo, Jericho Rosales. And meron din po ako mga Ariel Rivera later on in the program. Crayons, Kitchen Adults. So, I'll be playing all of these beautiful songs for all of you mga kababayan. And if you're celebrating anything, you want a shout out, dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 815-8100 is the number to call. So, eto na po ang awitin na, eto na, eto na po from Apo Hiking Society. At isa po ito sa mga paborito natin, itong Apo Hiking, you know, ever since. Ang mga awitin nila talagang perpetual na magandang maganda, tsaka parang wala na tayo narinig masyado na kasing husay ng mga delivery, kasing husay ng mga panatak, pamagat, hindi panatak, pamagat ng mga awitin, katulad ng Kaibigan, katulad ng mga patak. So, pamagat po ng mga awitin na talagang it will actually, you know, signal something pag once pa lang narinig natin. At ang isa sa paborito ko, syempre, Ewan, ganyan. Pero eto po, heto na talaga. Heto na po ang title. Para po sa inyo lahat, dito lang po sa Tinig Pinog. On Planet Tinig Pinoy, on Planet FM 104.6. This is Heto Na.
baby, I've been waiting patiently. You're still not here with me. But baby, baby, you said just wait and see. One of these days I'll be near. Just hold on tight, my dear. I've been waiting for a while, and it felt like it was so long. But I know I want to be with you. I'll hold on a little longer, hoping that you'll hear this song. Can't wait to be right beside you. You
magpadala ng pera sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo mula sa $4 sa Western Union. Mula sa isang $4 na transfer fee, maaari ka nang magpadala ng pera sa iyong lokal na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union at handa na ito para sa cash pickup sa ilang minuto. O maaari mong piliing magpadala ng pera ng direkta sa isang bank account para sa isang pirmiyang bayad na $4. Suportahan ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay, saan man sila naroon, at ipaalam sa kanila na nagmamalasakit ka. Bisitahin ang inyong pinakamalapit na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union ngayon. Ang Western Union ay kumikita din mula sa palitan ng pera. Ang mga pondong nakalaan ay napapailalim sa mga tuntunin at kondisyon ng serbisyo.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
It's now time for our Balitang Pinoy. And of course, TP's Balitang Pinoy is brought to you by our good friends from Planet Travel. Booking a flight 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Ang kanila pong mga specials ay nakukompleto na po hanggang sa pagdating po ng inyong Pasko. Meron na po mga Christmas group bookings po ay available na. Plus, meron pong mga ano to, papuntang Southeast Asian countries like Shanghai, Bangkok. Kung gusto niyo po doon magpasko, kung gusto niyo pong makaikot, yung meron pong mga papuntang Tokyo via Malaysian Airlines, uy, Bombay. Papuntang Bombay at 1,089, pati Hanoi, ano? 1,089, mura po yun round trip, ha? At saka Kuala Lumpur, 1,189. At London, 1489? Really? Mura naman. Siyempre, low season na yung kanilang economy, Manila, is 979 via Philippine Airlines. At may mga premium economy, Christmas booking, 1749 via airlines of your choices. So, tumawag po kayo sa kanila at nang makapagtanong po kayo sa 377-1933 o kaya naman po sa 800-11-1131. Marami po silang mga may offer sa inyo kahit ano pong airlines ang piliin nyo. At syempre po, pag Philippine Airlines, di syempre mas makakamura kayo at diretso po ang flight, no? So, dito po, pwede rin na kayong bumisita dito sa www.planettravel.co.nz para po, kung kayo may nakitang mas exciting na puntahan, baka ma-inspire kayo kung saan po nyo gustong pumunta. So, napakadali naman din po kung gusto nyo pumunta naman sa 60C Alfonson Road sa Manoriwa, or you can just email them at reservations@planettravel.co.nz. Yan. At yung mga chika natin, hindi naman po muna tayo mag-chika, mag-umpisa muna po tayo sa totoong balita. Kasi gusto ko pong malaman nyo kung anong mga ano ngayon. Alam ko, everybody's just getting excited. Also, you know, like people have been raving about the news na tungkol nga po sa ating pambansang Kamao. Marami pong excited. I'm sure mas maraming politician ang excited sa mangyayaring paglalaban nga po sa, ano, di ba? Sa boxing. Dahil may game si Pacquiao nung isang beses. Nanalo po siya, di ba? Pero hindi daw po masyadong, hindi naman daw po masyadong bakbakan yun. Pero eto, in training na raw po, an Australian strength and conditioning expert Justin Fortune wants to make life easy para po kay Manny Pacman Pacquiao, our 39-year-old na boxer na talagang pambansang Kamao. And of course, now he's getting used to this experience and power. So, Pacquiao has moved camp to General Santos City since the Senate goes on a long break starting today. And of course, until the, you know, yung paglalaban nga po ng mangyayari. Pero tila nangyari na po nga to, ah. Ako yung nalito dito sa Pacquiao na to. Bakit parang mukhang ano na to? Luma na tong balita na to.
Ewan ko po ba, bakit naging ganito to? Eh, anyway, palagay ko, dapat po eh, ang ipalita ko sa inyo ay tungkol dito sa, ano, ito po mas latest po itong sinasabi nila na suportado po ni President Tito Soto. Kasi lipas na po yung tungkol kay Pacquiao eh. Ano, nanalo na nga po siya eh. Pero ito na lang po. Bibigyan ko sa inyo ang balita tungkol nga po sa fail na Unite. Well, nagkakaroon po si Presidente Digong ng effort para ipag-unite yung PDP laban faction. So, following a five-hour meeting between President Duterte and the members of the fragmented Partido Democratico Filipino, Lakas ng Bayan, PDP Laban, the two factions led by Senator Aquilino Pimentel III and lawyer Rogelio Garcia have yet to reconcile their differences. Duterte mediated between the warring factions, urging them to unite or go their separate ways. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque Jr. said yesterday, adding this would be critical to the party's position in the next year's midterm elections. Roque, who was present during the meeting, said in a radio interview, another caucus is planned in a bid to work on maintaining the bond among party leaders and members. But Roque said the president is of the position that there is no way to unite the two groups. We have to part ways. It was not clear whose faction would remain with the party. The president has urged them to try to iron out their differences and told them that if they could agree that they can't agree, then they should just part ways. Duterte met with two factions, one after the other, at the Diamond Hotel in Manila, and one function room was occupied by PDP Laban founder and former Senator Aquilino Pimentel Jr., former House of Representative Speaker Pantaleon Alvarez, Representative Rodolfo Farinias, Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez III, and Energy Secretary Alonso Cusi, among others. Another hall was used by the Garcias group. Duterte then addressed the two groups together. Also present during the meetings were Executive Secretary Salvador Madialdia, Special Assistant to the President Christopher Gowen, Presidential Advisor for Political Affairs, and former MMDA Authority Chairman Francis Tolentino. Garcia was elected party president when his group held a national assembly last July at the Amoranto Amphitheater in Quezon City. But Pimentel and Alvarez maintained that they are legitimate officers of PDP Laban, adding that they had previously warned the public against individuals who claimed to be officers of the party. Pimentel is PDP Laban president and Alvarez is the party's secretary general according to their group. Pimentel pointed out that the Amoranto Assembly was not sanctioned by PDP Laban and he warned that those who participated in the gathering would face sanctions including expulsion. Duterte is PDP Laban national chairman. Yan. Ooh. Yan na. Hindi ko alam. Siyempre po, malapit na naman kasing iniisip na naman nila. Malapit na naman yung eleksyon. Kaya magkakaroon na naman ng mga ganyan na senaryo. At sumasakot din siguro ulo ng presidente kung paano nila pagtatamain ang kanilang mga pag-isip tungkol sa ano ang pinakamabuti para sa kanilang grupo. Alam niyo, pag sinabing yan, partidong demokratiko, Pilipino, pero laban, ay nako, talagang may laban yan sa loob, naglalabanan. So, wala po ko masyado masasabi dahil nga alam na po natin, ito ay hindi na po bago sa ating pandinig. Ang mga problema pong tungkol sa politika na yan ay hindi po mararesolva ng madali o mabiglaan lang, talo na kung malalim-lalim na po ang pinag-uugatan nila. At syempre, kung pagli-leader, alam niyo po, marami po nag-aaway talaga niya kung sinong pag-leader. Yung pag-leader na pinag-usapan, sinong susundan, sinong susunod, sinong magpapasunod, diba? Ay, mahirap po talaga kasi madami po talagang magaling sa atin na gustong laging nasa unahan. Okay? Ngayon, sana naman, sabi nga ng presidente, maghiwalay lang kayo kung hindi kayo magkakasundo. Which is good. At least magkakaroon sila ng sarili niya ng kopong na, you know, mapalakad nila yon according sa gusto nila. At yung kabila namang kopong ay ganun din. Isagawa po nila lahat ng mga plano nila. And yes, sa pangalawa pong pag-uulat, ako po nga ay nagsasabi nga sa inyo na supportado po ni Senate President Tito Soto yung panukalang amyendahan ang Republic Act 10-8-68 or Centenarians Act of 2016 upang mabigyan na agad ng insentibo ang mga senior citizens na abot sa 80-90 taong gulang. Sa kasalukuyang batas po, ang mga senior citizens na umaabot ng 100 taong gulang ang bibigyan lamang ng 100,000 pesos. Ang panukala ay pinisinta ni Atty. Romeo Macalintal, isang kilalang advocate ng mga senior citizens. Sa isang text message, kinumpirma po ni Soto na magdadraft ang isang panukalang batas, ang kanyang tanggapan base sa mungkahi ni Macalintal. Yes, naghahain pa lamang daw po. At nakasaad daw po sa panukala na ang aabot sa 80 taong gulang o 80 taong gulang ay dapat bigyan ng 30,000 at karagdagang 30,000 kapag sumapit ang 90 taong gulang. Ibibigay lamang ang balancing 40,000 kapag umabot na araw po ng 100 taong gulang. That makes sense. I think I like that. Pag 80 ka na, 30,000 pesos. Pag 90 ka na, another 30,000. And then yung balance, 40,000. That makes sense. That is very good actually. Karagdagang 50,000 o 50,000 pesos naman daw pag bawat taon ang may pagkakaloob sa mga centenarians na mabubuhay ng higit 100 taon. Mas maganda yan. Matatandaan na noong 2016 po, Hunyo, 23 ay inilagdaan ni dating Pangulong Binigno Aquino ang RA 10-8-68 o Centenarians Act of 2016. Sa kasalukuyang batas nga raw po, mga Pilipino kahit wala pa nasa labas ng bansa na umaabot ng 100 taong gulang ay dapat din makatanggap ng 100,000. Wow! Makakatanggap din sila ng sulat mula sa Pangulo upang batiin sa kanilang 100,000. Yun! Galing yan, galing. Diba? Pagka over 100 ka, may 50,000 pesos ka. That is very good. Kasi, I don't know kung ganun pa rin po kalaki ang value ng peso by the time, no? Na umabot ka ng 100. Pero, kung mabibigyan mo sila ng 30,000 kapag 80 na sila, at least magamit na kagad din yun. Ngayon, kung hindi na sila umabot sa 90, nakuha naman nila yung 30 nila, which is very good. Para sa akin po, maganda yung ganong insentibo. At least may chance po yung mga lahat ng mga tao to make, you know, efforts na keep themselves healthy and live longer, di ba? Kasi kung bakit nga ba hindi mag-live longer isang tao? Kung pabaya siya, kung wala siyang pakialam sa buhay niya, at wala na siyang pag-asa sa life, di ba? Pero 100, may nakita na po akong mga 100 dito sa New Zealand. They're still alive and really, really good. They still have that quality. Pero meron din naman pong mga nasa 70s, wala na pong quality. Kaya hindi ko manasabi po sa mga panahon na sa sarili ko lang, hindi ko pa talaga alam kung ilang edad po talagang gusto ko na abutin. At basta yung sa akin, siguro maganda yung quality of life ko kay 60 ako, kay 70 ako, kay 80 ako, kay 90 o 100 pa ako. Yung quality lang talaga ng life yung gusto ko. Yung hindi ako pa masyadong bumnutin. Hindi pa ako masyadong makakalimutin. Meron ako nakita pong ganyan na hindi pa makakalimutin. 100 na. Totoo po yan. Achievable. Kaya pag-isipan nyo po kung paano nyo gustong i-direct yung mga buhay natin. Kung gusto po ba natin yung stress tayo lagi or dun tayo sa hindi tayo masyadong stressed, medyo wala po tayo masyadong poproblemahin kahit na po alam natin yung problema is always there. Pero yung sa atin is bibigyan po natin ng pagkakataon yung sarili natin na magsabi na sarili natin din na okay lang yan. Okay lang yan. Kahit na po man yan, okay na yan. At lagi niya ka-smile. O yan, so yan na po ang aking mga pag-uulat. ang susunod po natin ang business news. The Philippine economy grew at a much slower pace in the second quarter of the year's closure of the Boracay Island, along with other government policy decisions, dragged down its potentials for faster expansion. The six-month closure of Boracay, the weak mining sector, and strict enforcement of fisheries law pulled down the country's gross domestic product growth rate of 6% in the second quarter, below the government's target of 7% or 8% or 2.8%. The April to June GDP figure snapped 10 straight quarters of at least 6.5% growth. It was also slower compared with the revised 6.6% in January to March and 6.5% registered in the same period last year. In a briefing Thursday, Socioeconomic Planning Secretary Ernesto Pernia also said that the high inflation rate, which clocked in at 5.7%, wow, that's high, 5.7%, in August was again a spoiler and took a toll on GDP in the quarter ending June. Pernia also admitted 6% economic output growth was less than what they had hoped. It was also much less than the 6.6% the market expected, pulling down stock prices in the trading last Thursday. The closure of the world-famous tourist destination slowed the exports of services to 9.6% from 16.4% in the first quarter. And Pernia also blamed the stricter regulations in mining sector, which resulted in the closure of several mining pits and the recent imposition of excise tax on non-metallic and metallic materials or minerals as factors to slower economic output. The mining and quarrying sector declined by 10.9% sa second quarter po. And the strict enforcement of fisheries laws in Laguna Lake and an almost stagnant agriculture sector were cited as drags on growth. Yan. So, paano naman po eh? Magfishing ka kunari sa Laguna pero hindi mo naman po talaga inalintana ng pati maliliit na isda na baby pa lang, kinukuha na. I think, dapat naman po kasi magkaroon talaga ng ganong strict na enforcement. Dito po sa New Zealand, alam natin, di po tayo manghuhuli ng below, ano man, size 26, di po ba? Eh, ako, kahit na hindi ako makahuli ng okay lang. Kasi, mga snapper po na yan, hindi ko naman masyadong type eh. Hindi ako pa, but ang mahal-mahal po ng snapper talaga. Ay, ito, palagay ko lang po, ah. Mas masarap pa talaga yung imang isda eh. Actually, kung titikman nyo po yung iba, yung pampano, yun, malaman, masarap, malambot. Tapos yung mga hapuka. Mag-enjoy na po ako nun eh. Kesa po yung mga ganyang mamahali na mga snapper. Hindi po natin masyado nalalasahan yung laman. Lalo pag masyado pong malaki, di po ba? At syempre, ang ating pong New Zealand currency is currently 33.88 against the New Zealand currency, and ang US dollars naman po, yung Philippine US dollar rate is 53.21. And while you're there, I think I'm just going to give you the weather for this afternoon habang nakikinig pa po kayo dyan. Ang ating pong weather, syempre, nakapansin niyo naman po ninyo, medyo gumaganda-ganda na. Nakikita niyo na po siguro lumalabas na po yung mga flowers, di po ba? Napansin ko na po yan. So, parang mag-spring na talaga. And of course, our weather forecast for today will be sunny. Wow! Stunning! Temperature ranges from 15 and ating pong mga lows natin ay mga bandang 8. So, hindi naman po masyado malamig. And tomorrow is another cloudy day at 8 to 15. And on Monday, it's 11 to 15. So, yan po. Mga kabayan, makikita po natin ang ating pong weather sa Pilipinas naman. Kung gusto niyo pong malaman, medyo maulan, thunderstorms, may temperatura pong mainit, 26 to 28, bukas po ganun pa rin, storm thunderstorm. 26 to 28 pa rin. And Monday, ganun pa rin. Wala pa rin change. 26 to 28 pa rin po. And yes, yan. Complete na po ang aking pagbabalita. Meron lang po tayong konting patalastas. Pakinggan po natin ang mga patalastas natin para sa hapon ito. Para naman po kayo ay medyo makarelax din. Pakinggan niyo po yung mga susunod kong pagbabalita tungkol sa ating mga artists. Okay? Pakinggan niyo po.
Magpadala ng pera sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo mula sa $4 sa Western Union. Mula sa isang $4 na transfer fee, maaari ka nang magpadala ng pera sa iyong lokal na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union at handa na ito para sa cash pickup sa ilang minuto. O maaari mong piliing magpadala ng pera ng direkta sa isang bank account para sa isang pirmiyang bayad na $4. Suportahan ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay, saan man sila naroon, at ipaalam sa kanila na nagmamalasakit ka. Bisitahin ang inyong pinakamalapit na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union ngayon. Ang Western Union ay kumikita din mula sa palitan ng pera. Ang mga pondong nakalaan ay napapailalim sa mga tuntunin at kondisyon ng serbisyo.
Padala ng balikbayan box? Kakaba-kaba-kaba sa iyong box na padala? Mag-Transfix ka na! Sigurado at maasahan. May monthly shipment pa sila.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Mag-Transfix ka na!
Clinic Pinoy ito, your new time radio show, alas 12:75, at ilalas 12 ito, every Sabado.
May balitang Pinoy,
showbiz chika at music biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
It's now time for our Pinoy showbiz.
Okay, medyo maganda po ang aking nakita rito sa... Alam niyo po ba itong ano, yung isang papalabas na movie, yung called Crazy Rich Asians? Meron akong magandang kwento eh. Kasi before heading back to the Philippines following a successful green carpet walk for the Hollywood premiere of Crazy Rich Asians, actress and TV host Chris Aquino posted po sa kanyang IG or Instagram account yung back detail ng kanyang Michael Cinco gown na sinuot niya po in the movie. Ha? Imagine niyo yan. Sabi niya eh, kasi this is, meron siyang post po dun sa IG nga na syempre pinicturean po yung likodan ng baro niya. At syempre sabi niya, nag-caption siya dun, "This is the back shot of the gown I wore as Princess Intan in Crazy Rich Asians, created by Michael Cinco, who originally came from Samar. I chose this picture as my last post before we fly home because for the rest of my life, I shall look back at the experience of being part of Crazy Rich Asians as a turning point. I felt when I auditioning for this that there was absolutely nothing left to lose, and whether I was included or not, I gave it my very best. Seeing the proud smiling faces of all our fellow Filipino Americans lining Hollywood Boulevard made me realize that the greatest gift this movie gave me was that it gave me that special opportunity to make us Filipinos feel good about ourselves and our contribution to the global workforce. There's a point in the movie when Rachel or Constance Wu is told that she would never be enough. A part of my heart felt that many of us at one point in our lives has or have been all made to feel that, but tonight's premiere walking down that Imperial Green Garden in a yellow gown with a prominent yellow ribbon and a lasting meaningful symbol of sacrifice and the Filipino worth dying for, fighting for, and living for, made by a young Filipino designer in his resolve workshop by Filipino cutters and sewers, wearing jewelry lent to her by Daya Gold Jewelry based in Cebu, with makeup done by RB Chanko, who traces her route to Laguna and Masbate, and her hair styled by Pina Antonio. I am this girl whose parents hail from Tarlac, Bulacan, and Antipolo, with her son, who also traces her route to the Negros region, watching herself on that big TCL Chinese theater screen with makeup done by Bicolano, Juan Sarte, and hair by Butu Unborn, and raised Nanfeling Asa and Jonathan Velasco from Quezon City, styled by Filipino-Chinese Kimia Bubia. She felt very special because we are so generous with opening up our hearts. Iba ang Filipino pag sumorta, sumaporta at nagmahal. So thank you for truly restoring my faith na kay sarap maging Filipino. Yeah, if you have seen that photo, you would understand, ang ganda po talaga. Talagang spectacular, like pang-imperial dating talaga. And ganyang kagaling yung Pinoy. And just reading through this, all of these people, all of these places, all of this that made meaning sa pagiging Pinoy. Ngayon lang ako nagustuhan yung post ni Chris Aquino. Honestly po. Kasi, you know, it's something na talagang ano, truly to be proud of. And maraming pagkakataon nga siguro marami pong kasing nabubisit din kay Miss Chris Aquino. Pero kapag in-honor mo lahat ng mga tao na nagtulong-tulong or put together something for something, especially po no, for a wider audience. Imagine po, Crazy Rich Asians, I didn't even know she was in that movie, but now I'm going to, you know, be surprised and be curious kung anong ginawa niya. Hopefully, Princess Intan daw eh. So, tingnan natin kung ano pong mga dialogue niya dyan at saka kung ano pong acting ni Chris. And, of course, sa pangalawa pong pag-uulat, Bagani star Lisa Soberano admitted that at first she did not feel comfortable being called ganda in fantasy series. Likewise, she professed that there were times she felt like an ugly duckling, despite being named by the independent critics as having the world's most beautiful face for 2017. Siguro daw, puberty stages, dahil lahat naman dumadaan daw po sa awkward stages, na pag yung nagkakaroon ka na ng mga breaking out, diba? Siguro, mga baby parties din daw po siya noon at di rin daw niya feel na maganda siya, so she doesn't feel comfortable in her own skin. Until now, she said is not fully happy with her hips dahil feeling na yun po niya malaking hips niya. Gusto ko yung mga model type na body, long sleeve, very straight. Eh, iba naman po gusto may hips. Yeah, but eventually she assured you'll learn how to love yourself, your flaws, and matatanggap na you and you're not perfect and everybody still loves you no matter what. She now just laughs at her throwback pictures and awkward stages. Syempre raw, natatawa po siya sa mga days na baduy yung mga poses niya. But it's nice to look back and say, oh, ganito pala ako dati. Eventually, she got used to being called ganda off camera. It's a really beautiful name naman. And she has fully embraced her Bagani characters since she was doing it for over a year now. So, been portraying her from, she's like, ano, staying true to being ganda, syempre. Lisa makes sure to take care of her skin by washing her face with Nivea cream or Nivea cleansing foam in the morning, midday, and before going to sleep. And then she uses the brand's micellar cleansers toner to get rid of dirt, oil, and excess makeup that might block her pores. Finally, she caps off her beauty regimen by patting on ice over her face to close pores. Always get rid of makeup before going to bed to allow your skin to breathe. Totoo naman. At tungkol naman po kay James Reed, who's gone solo in his upcoming film, Miss Granny ang title po. Working without his perennial love team na partner na sina Dean Lustre, remember Jadine? prior to starring the Viva Films produced comedy drama, the 25-year-old star said that he has been on-screen partners with Nadine for roughly 5 years and they've been real-life couple for 2 years now. So, itong Miss Granny ay directed by Bilibining Joyce Bernal is a Philippine adaptation ng isang South Korean blockbuster of the same title, which has also spawned other and equally successful versions in China, Japan, Taiwan, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, India, Germany, and all. In the film, James is G-Boy, the aspiring musician grandson of Nova Villa's character, the 70-year-old pensioner Feli, who magically transforms into her 20-year-old self as Audrey, played by Sara G. Wow, exciting to Nova to Sara. And my yung role nga po ni G-Boy, nickname niya is Jebs. It's a very smelly name, but that's the point. And he's the apo of Tita Nova, and she becomes Audrey. She joins his band, a heavy metal rock band, and then he changes everything, their looks and their sound. It's also really funny, their relationship, because G-Boy is falling for her, but she knows that she's, you know, her Lola. So it's really funny and awkward. Nakakatawa po to. Nevertheless, James can readily relate to G-Boy because he's a musician. Also, he's really a true to life, hindi po true to life, kundi true talaga na musician si James Reid. And his character, he added, develops from someone who doesn't know what to do with himself to one who pursues his dream to be a songwriter. The challenge in every role is ready to get across the character's message to the audience. And of course, in here, it's about realizing his dreams and realizing that it's supposed to be. So in real life, si James Topo is realizing his own music dreams as well. So ngayon po, currently, he's a CEO ng music label na Careless Music Manila. And under his record company, he financed, executive produced, and promote or wrote all the songs of his 2017 album, Palm Dreams, including the single Cool Down, which became a huge hit on the radio and mixed music charts. We have several artists now. Sabi ni James, 7 artists, yeah. They're making mixtape, releasing it in September, just a lot of songs from pop, R&B to hip-hop and trance. It's pretty broad. Some of the songs he's already released and he's very excited about it. Something that he's really into for a while. So he just wants to develop the music and want to see the change in the mainstream music. To see it evolve, happy to be part of it. Now see James Reid. Wow. Yan po. Kompletong-kompleto na po. Walang labis, walang kulang. Kompleto na po ang after ninyo sa mga pinahayag kong, you know, chika. Kasi po, biro nyo, Sara G, James Reid. Ba, bagong tandem yan, no? And something that I would really love to watch. My Granny. Ganda. Nova Villa. Naku eh. Ever since po, favorite ko niyan si Nova Villa. Nakakatawa, very natural, at saka all throughout this ating kakakilala kay Miss Nova Villa, she's always been wholesome and just like one of the icons natin before na sila Tita Dolphy, Tita Nida Blanca. Siya po ay talagang masasabi nating goddess ng comedy. Excited po ako talaga. Anyway, tapos na po. And meron lang po tayong mga ibang patalastas para po sa inyong lahat.
Ay, hindi mayabang.
Yeah. Hindi po mayabang. Ayan.
Magpadala ng pera sa Pilipinas at sa buong mundo mula sa $4 sa Western Union. Mula sa isang $4 na transfer fee, maaari ka nang magpadala ng pera sa iyong lokal na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union. At handa na ito para sa cash pickup sa ilang minuto. O maaari mong piliing magpadala ng pera ng direkta sa isang bank account para sa isang pirmiyang bayad na $4. Suportahan ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay, saan man sila naroon, at ipaalam sa kanila na nagmamalasakit ka. Bisitahin ang inyong pinakamalapit na lokasyon ng ahente ng Western Union ngayon. Ang Western Union ay kumikita din mula sa palitan ng pera. Ang mga pondong nakalaan ay napapailalim sa mga tuntunin at kondisyon ng serbisyo.
Let Me Be the One from Mr. Jimmy Bondo. Ito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6.
Told me you were leaving, I didn't know. Somebody told me you're unhappy, but it doesn't show. Somebody told me that you don't want me no more. No. So you're walking out the door. Nobody told me you've been crying every night. Nobody told me you'd been dying, but didn't want to fight. Nobody told me that you fell out of love for me. So I'm setting you free. Let me be the one to break it up, so you won't have to make excuses. We don't need to find a setup where someone wins and someone loses. We just have to say our love was true, but has now become a lie. So I'm telling you I love you one last time. And goodbye. Somebody told me you still love me. I don't know why. Nobody told me that you only needed time to fly. That you want to come back when our love is real again. Let me be the one to break it up, so you won't have to make excuses. We don't need to find a setup where someone wins and someone loses. We just have to say our love was true, but it's not. So I'm telling you I love you one last time. And goodbye. Just turn around and walk away. You don't have to live like this. No, no, no. But if you love me still, then stay. Don't keep me waiting for that final kiss. We can work together. Need to get this off my chest, that you will always have my heart. Let me be the one. Let me be the one to break it up, so you won't have to make excuses. We don't need to find a setup where someone wins and someone loses. We just have. Say our love was true, but has now become a lie. So I'm telling you I love you one last time. And goodbye. Yeah.
So, marami pa nag-birthdays. Belated happy birthday po kay Maria. Si Maria actually is my kumare, Lenny Persia. And to my tita Nora, to ano pa, sino pang maraming nag-birthday? Si Maria din. Maria din to. Si Maria Squatri, ang ating friend na mother ni Giovanni. And my kumpare, Jose Carlos Ortega. Also, Maria pa rin. Belated happy birthday kay Maria na si Roda, taga Tiwa Mutu. Roda Lugtu, belated happy birthday to you. At ito, hindi na to Maria. Pearl Lancy, belated happy birthday to Lilibet and Angie, my classmates before. Sino pa ba? Si Nana Biring, ating tita, Tita Biring. Belated happy birthday to you. To my very, very, you know, kind and nice, my nice cousin na si Ate Helen. Belated happy birthday sa iyo, Ate Helen. And today, meron po mag-birthday. Pero bukas, meron din po si PK, ating kaibigan, bowler. To Dwayne Malo, to Leilani Ranola, and to Mr. Juna Blanida. Advance happy birthday sa inyo. To Mr. Norman Latosa, to my comparing Ferdy, to Flory Viray. And of course, to my classmate Nadine. And today, Bo Pat Sektar. Happy, happy birthday. May have many more birthdays to come. And, ano pa? Kung ano man po mga sinaselebrate nyo pa, I just wish you that you'll have a good time today, celebrating whatever you're celebrating today. And of course, kung meron po kayong mga iba pa kong mga celebration, just make it really good and just be safe. Okay? I barely have a few minutes to go, so I'd like to actually play my last song for all of you. This is from Miss Kitchen Adal. This is called Same Ground. Paalam na po. This is Cookie saying goodbye. Marami po salamat sa inyong oras na naman na binahagi sa Tinig Pinoy. Same time, same dial po ang Planet FM 104.6.
It's been a long time since I cried and left you out of the It's hard leaving you the way when I never wanted to. Self-denial is a game Australia never would have wanted. That was you. Cause I learned the love is beyond what you and can't imagine. All the ways the more I got let you go. Cause what I don't understand is why I'm feeling so bad now when I know it was my idea. I could have just seen how the truth is. Same girl.
was treasure, never would have wanted. That was it. Cause my love is a word that's thrown a little bit to watch a face that seems to fill the depth of me. Others I never ever have to fail. Cause I don't understand. It's obvious.